Now on UK Health Radio, treat yourself to an upgrade. Pack away your low self-esteem. Leave behind that empty feeling. Stow your fears and doubts in the overhead locker. And go from stress to authentic success with Danielle Sachs.
Hello, hello, and of course, a big welcome to you. In this episode of From Stress to Authentic Success, I'm your host, Danielle Sachs, and I am so genuinely grateful and excited you are here with me today. You can pour yourself a cup of tea if you want, get comfortable, and just be here with me for a moment, because today's conversation is one that I have truly wanted to have for a long time. And when it finally happened, it was everything I had hoped for and so much more, because my guest today is the extraordinary Janet Atwood, co-author of the New York Times bestseller, The Passion Test, of course, international speaker, teacher of self-love, and one of the most genuinely warm, open, and authentic human beings I have had the privilege of sitting with on this amazing platform, UK Health Radio. I want to say something personal before we get into that conversation, because this context matters. This interview happened at a very particular moment in my life. My mom just passed, and Janet, without any agenda, without any script, with that enormous heart of hers, created for me a space in the first minutes together. And I will never forget that. She saw me. She met me exactly where I was. And she encouraged me gently and powerfully to just keep going, to keep inspiring the world, to keep doing the show, to keep showing up for you. That is Janet Atwood. That is who she is before the microphone even goes on. And I have to tell you, at 75, she is still traveling the world, still inspiring thousands of people, still giving with that full and open heart. And honestly, she reminded me so much of my own mom, a true giver, someone who touches you simply by being fully, unapologetically herself. In this conversation, Janet does go deep. And I mean really deep, because she shares something profoundly personal from her own past. You know, we try always to do in those conversations to go a bit deeper, to go a bit more personal than the normal interview. And she talked about something I think she rarely spoken about publicly. And she does it with such courage and grace and such wisdom that I found myself truly moved and in awe for who she is. She talks about self-love, about what she calls ATV, authenticity, transparency, and vulnerability, about all the defining moments and how we, you and I, can choose to be a victor rather than a victim in our own stories, about the power of acceptance, and about kindness, real kindness, starting with yourself. And she does a life exercise with me that I did not see coming, and that had me completely caught in the most beautiful way. You still want to do, you will want to do this yourself. I'm sure you will want to have something to write with you here nearby, because she gives you a present as well. She also shares something that has stayed with me every single day since we spoke. She says, life is here to enjoy, not to annoy. Whoa. And that, when you hear the wisdom behind those words in the context of everything she has lived through, it lands. To me, it really landed in a completely different way. So this is one of those conversations that you will want to listen to more than once, because every time you will hear it, depending on where you are in your life, something different will land. That's what happened to me. And the good news is that you can. This entire conversation is available on demand on the website of ukhealthradio.com, where you can listen again and again or download it and find all the gifts and the links that Janet has prepared for you. More about that in the intro. I am absolutely honored to introduce my kindred spirit, a new friend for me, and one of the most luminous souls that I know. Here is my conversation with the one and only Janet Atwood. Talk to you just now after this little break.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Sarah wasn't bad at her job, she was stuck in hidden grief. After her dog died, she took a sales role just to stay busy. But every pitch felt empty. A Cogna Movement session uncovered that she was seeking the warmth of her dog rather than serving her clients. Using our patented movement and sensory patterns, she cleared the grief and rocketed to the top. What hidden emotion is holding you back? Try our Essentials program at the special UK Health Radio rate. Visit cognamovement.com/radio or click on the Cogna Movement banner on the UK Health Radio homepage. Results vary.
What if your healing journey could feel empowering, hopeful, even transformative? Welcome to the Alkaline Collective Mastermind, a community for anyone facing cancer, staying cancer-free, or committed to prevention. No matter your stage, whether you've chosen conventional care, an integrative path, or a fully holistic approach, here, you're not alone. Here, your healing journey becomes a journey of empowerment. We explore the science of oxygenation, metabolism, and alkalinity, while strengthening your emotional, spiritual, and physical well-being. This is a mastermind with heart, accountability, connection, wisdom, and real support. Because your journey isn't just about surviving. It's about thriving. Join us by clicking on the Alkaline Collective Mastermind banner on the UK Health Radio homepage or directly at alkaline-collective.com, where self-belief grows, healing deepens, and transformation begins.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Welcome back to every single one of you. And I am absolutely, truly delighted because and honored, deeply honored, because I have been wanting this conversation for quite a while now. Thank you so much, Janet Atwood, to be part of this show.
Danielle, I feel the same way. So it's we met kindred spirits immediately.
Yes. I agree. And two women really getting into a bit of a deeper connected conversation on stress. Let's first see, because that I don't know of you, Janet, what would you say has been your biggest stress in life?
Which one?
I agree.
My biggest, God, what is that? You know what? I've never been asked that question before. What is my biggest stress? God, there's so many. Life is like that, right? I'm going to just pick one stress. I could go to money. I could go to relationship. I think I'll go to relationship.
Okay.
When I was 17 years old, my dad gave me $200 and said, here, bye, go move out. Yeah. And I just finished high school. And so I moved in with my girlfriend, Jeannie, and we found this house in Hollywood Hills, California. And yeah, one day we're in our little apartment. I hear a knock on the door, knock, knock. And I opened the door and oh my God, my eyes fell out of my head. It was my brother's two besties and so handsome. And I had the biggest crush on them. They were one year older than I was. And I was like, wow, why are you guys here? Now, you have to understand that was during the time where, you know, where drugs were okay. Mm. And I had not yet really dipped into that. But these guys came into the house and they said, we just wanted to come by and see you. We were wondering if you'd like to take this pill with us. And I didn't have enough knowledge. nor enough self-esteem to say no.
Yes, courage.
Because I would do anything they said. Mm-hmm. I mean, in terms of what can I do to please you? I was a major pleaser when I wanted something. And they said, will you take this, want to take this pill with us? And I said, yeah. And the next thing I know, I woke up in the morning.
No.
Yeah. Yeah. And
do you remember anything of this?
Nothing. And that's a very interesting question because I had to go to intuitive because, well, so for those of you that are listening that don't, that aren't following, well, what did that mean? Basically, one of them raped me. And I knew because I was way different in the morning and there was blood and the whole works. And
wow.
I was so ashamed. I was so ashamed. I thought I did it.
I
took it 100% on. I never told anybody. I just shut it right into my whole body, right? Because I was so ashamed of myself and so embarrassed to ever see these boys again because I had been so bad.
Wow.
Can you believe that mindset? Yeah. Honestly, I went into denial.
Yes.
Danielle, for years.
Yes.
Years. And you've heard, what is it called? It's called the Stockholm Syndrome. Years later, I am in Thailand. Fast forward, and I'm talking way later, like 30 years later. And I'm in Thailand, and I'm looking on my Facebook site and looking at things, and one of them's there. And I'm like, oh God, I want to connect with them. Because I never... Yeah, honestly, I never thought they did anything. I thought I did everything. So I reconnected and we started talking and he was really interested in seeing me again. He was in the United States. So I said, next time I'm there, let's get together. And so I'm staying at my friend's. I don't want to say where because I don't want to incriminate anyone,
no.
But I'm in the United States and we decide to meet. And so I'm staying with my girlfriend and I said, God, I'm going to meet this guy. And I'm so excited. And I'm dressing like I'm going out on the biggest and most important date ever. Yeah. And then he comes to the door and she's there right next to me. And I start freaking out.
Yes.
And I'm looking at him through the door and my heart's pounding.
The whole system.
I'm sweating and I'm like an insane person. And I'm like, what the freaking hell is going on here? And I have to open the door and I'm like trying to introduce them. And he goes, aren't you going to introduce me? And I said, oh yeah. I went crazy. And he goes, we're going to go, let's go have a drink. I don't even drink, but I was like, okay. And so we go and he says, I want to have dinner first. And I said, no, I think we'd have a drink. All I wanted to do was go unconscious.
Yes.
I was so out of my body. I didn't even understand what was going on. And the minute we went and got a glass of wine, I'm like, glug, 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 I'll take another. And I start talking to him. And eventually I start really going at him. And the alcohol is setting
in. It's kicking in.
Yeah. And he says something like, my niece really made my mother want to die. And I said, no one can make your mother die. She can say what she can say. And he goes, I said, you might want to do some self, you might want to take a look at that and do some self-inquiry. I don't want to do self-inquiry. No, you ought to. And I'm like, no, you ought to. He goes, if you don't stop, I'm leaving. I said, I don't care, leave. And he leaves. And I'm there in this restaurant by myself, not fuzzy brain. And I'm staying up in these mountains and I'm thinking, wow, I'm not totally centered. I have to get in an Uber. I have to go into the dark mountains. He's left. The whole thing was weird, but I finally get back. My friend the next morning, I couldn't sleep all night. My friend, I didn't understand what happened. My friend comes out in the morning to get coffee and she goes, how was your date? And I burst out crying. She goes, Janet, you know what she was, Danielle? It was such a cosmic setup. She was a coach for women who had been
no.
raped. Yes. Wow. And she goes, Janet, I've been waiting for years. For years. Janet, you were raped. What do you think you should feel if someone comes to the door that did that to you? Honestly, and when I was doing a deeper consultation about it with another expert, they said, what do you think the soul is thinking when it doesn't know what had happened to you?
Yes.
So that's my answer. That took years. That took years for me. Years and years. And I had put it so deep. I understand how women can, when it can surface years later. Yeah. I totally get that.
Yes.
And it colored everything. Wow. Talk about not feeling safe ever. Yeah. Thank God for the work that I do.
I agree. Because I just wanted to ask you, is there anything that you would say, because some women are listening now and having had that experience. We all know how many women go through this. What would you say today to them in that stress, in that, if you have lived something like that, what is there any tip or any, would you rather suggest them to actually feel through it instead of waiting for
the tell them to go to an expert, number one.
Yes.
But number two, I'd say, number two, allow yourself to feel.
To feel it.
Pain is just a feeling asking to be felt.
Yes.
And until we allow that pain to be felt, it's sitting in our body. They might be fine somewhere in the world. They might be doing just fine.
Of course.
And all that rage and all that anger and all that hatred that can come from stuffing these traumatic experiences, they only hurt us.
Yes.
Myself, I was really lucky. I really got deeply into the work of Byron Katie.
Yes.
Which is all about undoing limiting beliefs. I shouldn't have been raped. Is that true? What's the reality I was? Mm. And many other things. I teach self-love.
Yes.
And I always say I meet no one but me. Taught self-love. I decided to teach self-love after I was known all over the world as the queen of the passion test. But I realized even after the passion test, after birthing about 5,000 facilitators, I was still really uptight and really a bitch. And I was like, what is this about? Jack Canfield had once said to me, Mr. Chicken Soup for the Soul, he said, you better be prepared to be the book you're writing and live it because it'll live you. And I thought, okay, I need to live this. What do I need to teach so that I can undo this trauma? So the other thing that I would talk to them about is self-love, because there's nothing you can do about something that has happened in the past. It's done. It happened. But I do believe, as Byron Katie says, from this beautiful process called The Work, that God is good, God is everything, and there are no mistakes in the universe. Mm. There are no mistakes in the universe. God is good. God is, I had to go so deep with that. Like, how in the hell can God be good? And
in our challenges and in our traumas, it's very challenging to actually accept that. Eh?
Yeah. But when you, after a while, you have to do a reframe.
Yes.
Okay. How is this working for me? How did this experience, how is it working for me? And I'll tell you, I can work with any woman who has been sexually abused.
Of course.
And that is how it's been working
of
for
course.
Me. I've been there. I've walked through the minefields. I survived. I love men. It was one stupid kid, basically. I was able to isolate it, who actually was in love with me and didn't know how to express. On that one. Now, other women may not have had that. They may have had someone who was very mentally out of balance, but there has to be a time. There has to be the real healing of any trauma is taking whatever you've learned and handing it over to the next person that's been there. That's the healing. That is the healing.
Yes, and that's what we do.
That's what we do. Yeah, that is what we do.
Yeah.
We only talk about things to think about it. You only talk about what you need to hear.
Yes.
If anyone else gets something from what you're saying, that's a bonus. But really, there's no one out there. Everyone is just a reflection of yourself. Mm. So who are you speaking to anyway? And how are you treating you?
Yes.
So you can really see how you're treating you by how you're treating others.
Yes.
So I would really, one of the things that's a mantra is be kind. Be kind to you, because how you treat
Kindness.
you treat everyone. You treat everyone.
I
Yes.
so love that. So actually, is this one of the things that has formed you? That's what we always say. Hey, it's the challenges and the traumas that life throws at you. It's not to you, it's for you.
Yeah.
That, and
I would
that's what,
say defining moment. I call them defining moments. Defining moment. I have so many defining moments. I've had a life that went,
pivotal moments.
I still, life is like that.
I
And what
agree.
my life has been really hairy, but I really look at it and go, it obviously is that way. So that, what do they say about the enlightened? And if you ever read the Vedas, which is the most ancient literature known to man, they say that the difference between an enlightened and an unenlightened being is that, the unenlightened being thinks that things need to change for them to be happy. The enlightened, the awakened, know that everything is happening just as it is. And I really feel that my path is just for me to get that, just to keep coming back to that place. This, how do I know this is supposed to happen this way? It's happening this way. End of story.
And
End of
it's
story.
happening for you and through you.
It
And
has to
I
be what.
feel, can I say that, Janet? Because I feel you have this beautiful energy through you. You have an amazing talent of how many people have you helped? Let's be honest. This is a very unique situation. There are not a lot of people in the world who help so many people. And look at your age, you're still doing it. That to me, that
I am.
authenticity. Yeah, we have to say it out loud. That's also authenticity. It's not bragging. It's just calling it the way as it is. Janet, I just want to say that you have gone from stress. When I hear a little bit your past and your youth, how you have gone from stress to living that authenticity in such a way that success follows naturally. Isn't that how you
Thank
could
you,
call
Danielle.
it?
Yeah, I just think for everyone, and that was very sweet to say, you're either a victim or a victor. And that's just, I know that sounds
How
very
life
woo, but
works.
who do you want to be? You can look at what's happened to you and you can gather your army of people and tell them, oh, poor me, God, look what happened, God. And that's what you get. You get what you get. Or you can look and see, how is this working for me? How am I benefiting from this? What are the gifts that now are coming from this? There's no other choice. And so why not? Why not? I feel like that's the whole reason for life is here to enjoy, not annoy.
Oh, that's a good
Because,
one. I like
yeah,
that one. To
well,
enjoy,
that's not
not to
mine.
annoy.
Life is here to enjoy was Maharishi's. I just added the not to annoy.
Which is makes it complete.
But really, so if I'm not happy, then it's not what someone else has done to me, it's what I'm doing to me in my mind. So I need to undo these limiting beliefs. And until I do, then I'm going to be walking around giving what I'm giving. And we all have this big field. We're all so powerful. We forget we are so powerful. Everyone's powerful. It's just, where are you putting your powerful attention
Isn't the
on?
frequency also the frequency that you live on, whether it's CNN or I always say whether it's CNN or whether that's drama or whether it's Discovery Channel, which is nature and find that
Beautiful.
this, yeah, those two frequencies, some people just live on the frequency of CNN.
Yeah. And they do, because there's a comfort. I always say the analogy could be that you're living in a hut. Those are the CNN people. You're living in your hut. You see the castle. The castle is right across the street,
Beautiful.
but you're so comfortable in the hut. And in order to move into the castle, you're going to have to take some risks. You're going to have to get out of your bubble. You're going to have to see things differently. And so some people, because they know I didn't die, I'm going to just stay in my hut. But that's what you get. You get to live in your hut instead of the castle, which is a, we live in a world of all possibilities. But when you're contracted, and what we're talking about is either being contracted or expanded. When you're contracted, then it's even a body. Show me what contraction looks like if you were doing a body thing. You can actually see it. Yeah, you're shut down. The gifts are always there. The gifts are always there.
They
That's a
stay,
choice, right?
even if you are in contraction, they are there.
They are always there. But when you're contracted and shut down, you're not noticing the gifts. So why would you not want to do whatever you can? And I don't think that, you know, when I always get this question, what's your number one tool? I don't have a number one tool. I have a cosmic toolbox. Not one process or practice is going to work. I like to say my life is one ritual.
Yeah.
I don't get out of bed before I wake up and I immediately go, thank you so much.
Yeah.
And I just start going over, what am I grateful for?
Gratitude.
Okay. Thank you. I'm safe. Thank you for that. I have enough water. Thank you for that. I have a roof over my head. And then I immediately, what is your intention? How do you want to structure your day? What do you want to have happen? I have all these little things that happen before I even bounce onto the floor. And then every moment matters. I don't know if we ever think about that, but Maharishi's master, Guru Dev, he would say, he has this whole beautiful thing that he's written, but the end of it says, and if you don't value life, you have sold a diamond at the price of spinach.
Ooh.
Yeah, and what we'll notice, if you notice, if you're awake, if you're aware, every single moment matters. You can't take a breath. You can't miss a breath. What happens if you miss a breath? If you miss a breath, kaboom, bye. So every moment matters, and every moment is either going to raise you into that expanded world or keep you contracted. And so every moment, what are you doing to raise your vibration? And and actually, it's a very interesting thing because it's not even, Danielle, I know you've thought about this. You're so bright. You're so awake. It's not even personal.
Mm-mm.
It's not personal. We do not exist in isolation. We are part and parcel of what science calls the unified field.
Mm.
And so all of our job, it's our job, and all of us are powerful. And I said that we are powerful. It's just you're either choosing in favor of the things that expand you or contract you and give away your power if you like to live in contraction. Mm. But all of us and have a field effect. And you were even talking before we came on, you said, you know, that your mother had just passed away. And now it's you, and you know, you have your daughter, I think that's what you said, and her children. And so how you are and who you are being affects your daughter. Would you not agree?
Of course.
And how you treat your daughter affects her children.
Of course.
Would you not agree?
Of course.
And those children go to school, and then how they're feeling affect their friends. And so we all have this field effect.
Yes.
So if we want to create world peace, and I don't know about you, but that's always first and foremost in my mind, then we have to start with, okay, how am I living my life?
Look at me. Yeah.
What do I need to do?
What can I do?
Yeah. And how am I looking at what has happened to me? Am I looking at it as a victim, or am I saying, okay, it happened. Nothing I can do to change it. What is? When I think that something should be different than what is, I suffer, but only 100% of the time. So how is it working for me? That, notice how that immediately.
What I hear a lot in everything that you teach and in everything, it's always from the inside out.
Everything.
Instead of, and I just want to say that to anyone listening, because people think, oh, from the inside out, but that's what it's all about. Instead of living from the outside in, that's what most people still do, is that opposite. And I get goosebumps, Janet, just saying this, because that's one of the messages that you are now saying. It's your vibration. It's your responsibility. It's you are in the driver's seat of your car, and don't blame anyone else. It's a little bit that I hear. So is there any, around authenticity, is there anything, any message you want to bring around that? Because you are such an authentic person. And I just want to see, what do you want to say about the concept of authenticity?
Authenticity is all about self-love. And actually, what I always tell everyone to practice is ATV. A, authenticity, transparency, and vulnerability.
Oh, yes.
I didn't. ATV. Nobody wants perfect anyway.
No.
Nobody wants perfect. If you want perfect, think about it. There is no perfection in the relative. We live in a relative world. The only perfection that exists is the perfection of the absolute, which is within you.
Okay? Yeah.
Which we all have this incredible field of all possibilities within us. So to practice, how do you practice ATV? It's pretty simple, actually. It's the same answer to what is self-love. Because self-love is not about being perfect.
No,
it has nothing to be about.
It's the opposite, I think.
It's about acceptance of who I'm being in this moment right now. How do you know I'm supposed to be who I am right now?
No.
There's no one else out here.
Who can tell you? There's only you.
This is it. So acceptance is such a gigantic field.
Mm.
Really allowing it to be okay. I have failed so many times in so many things. I could write a freaking book about it. I'm not kidding you. I think about that. I think, well, I can.
Maybe it would be a nice book.
Yeah, I don't even call it a failure because I don't believe that there's any such thing.
Mm.
I think that there are no mistakes. No mistakes. Mm. I think the word mistake was the only mistake and no mistakes.
Yes.
Because let me just ask you, have you ever made a mistake?
And that's when you learn the most.
Okay, so where's
all my mistakes I have learned.
So where is the mistake?
But no mistake. The mistake is actually not there because it's an
illusion. It's a story that you tell yourself. In other words, here we are at Earth School, and what are we learning? We're learning how to take a look at what has happened and go thank you. To go thank you and allow it to be okay that whatever you have done, and I'm talking whatever you have done, how do you know that was the best that you could do? And this goes for the worst perpetrator. How do you know that was the best they could do? That was what they did in that moment with what they had going on in their life.
In their consciousness, that was what,
that was the best. Mm. If they could have done any better, they would have done better. But that is across the board for all of us. So why would you ever be hard on yourself? Why would you ever be hard on yourself for anything when in that moment, that was the very best you could do? Now, that sounds really perfect. Mm. But notice, Danielle, when you aren't really clicking on your interviews and you screw up maybe, and I'm sure you have, because we all do, because that's how we get better.
Yeah.
It's the ones we remember. They really stick there. And we go, okay, not going to do that again. Check. How do you treat you? How are you treating you? That's how you get ATV, authenticity, transparency, vulnerability, by understanding, and it's such a deep thing, to understand that who I'm being in this moment, this is the best I can do. Once you start to really own that, then you stop beating everybody else up outside of you. When you see, think about it, I'm going to ask you to do something, because I'm going to ask everybody to do it.
Yes.
Danielle, I want you to think of someone that you really love, and I want you to think of five words that describe them. So kind, sweet, da, da, da. Can you do that quickly?
I'll do it about my mom.
Okay.
Giving, authentic, lovable, and deep, profound.
Beautiful. Okay, now when your mom wasn't being who you wanted her to be, I'm sure, you know, the people, would you not agree that the people that are closest to us are always the one that you're like, oh man, when they're like really good.
Of course.
Okay, so when she's not being who you wanted her to be, what did you think of her? Five words.
Oh, I'm going to be very vulnerable now and very authentic. Five words.
And everybody else do this. Write it down on someone. Yep. Go ahead.
Difficult, remorseful, how do you say that? Resentful, difficult, resentful, frustrating. Ooh, not easy. It's maybe because I've just saying to her, and so it's not such an easy thing to do, but she was stubborn and always wanting to be right. How do you call that in English?
Yeah. Yeah, just that's good. Always wanting to be right. Okay, so let me ask you something. Okay, let's forget your mother for a minute, can we? Are you kind?
Too kind sometimes.
Are you giving?
Yes.
Are you authentic?
Yes.
Are you lovable?
Oh, yes.
Are you deep?
Yes.
Can you sometimes be difficult?
You're catching me. You're catching me. I can be frustrating and I can be stubborn and I can be.
Got it? Okay, so
Thank you,
that's,
Janet.
did you notice how you winced when we got to the other side? That's your work. That's your judgment
I
on
agree.
you. That's no, this is your
I
judgment on you.
agree.
So guess what? Why do you see it in your mother? You can only see where
What?
you haven't come to a place of peace and understanding about
No.
you. It doesn't really mean these are you. It means that you have a
I
judgment
agree.
though about you. But here's the interesting thing, and you'll agree with me. Whenever you see someone who's resentful or frustrating or stubborn or wants to be right,
It's gonna
notice
trigger me.
it triggers you every time. And how, okay, so how do you stop the trigger?
By accepting that I am,
That's it. That's
that is a part of me.
by actually, yeah, by just going, how about all you have to do is go, it's okay. That's all you have to do. It's okay. You're doing your best. That's being kind. It's okay. You've done your best. This is your best. It's okay. And that is self-love, being kind to you. Just simple. It's not complicated. It doesn't have to be complicated. But notice the things that are out there that trigger you are nature, God, higher power's way of shining a light on where
I
you
agree.
aren't yet giving love to yourself.
I want to say a deep thank you to you for just doing this exercises because I know globally so many people are listening, Janet, and they're gonna all, if they do the exercise like I did it with you. You can get a lot out of this, just this one little exercise. So I just want to ask you, is there anything last thing, because time passes by, last thing that you want to say to the audience? Is there a statement, a quote, something about self-love maybe, or something that you want to say to anybody listening to finish this conversation?
Yeah, Danielle, I love you, number one, and thank you. And just an honor to be with you, really an honor. Yeah, I was thinking about the quote, Rumi quote, out beyond doing and wrongdoing, there is a field. I'll meet you there. That my prayer, and it makes me want to cry, my prayer is that all of us can come to that place
Wow.
where a peaceful world is made up of an individual peaceful people. And it's so easy to put it outside of us. But where is the terrorism inside of you? And how are you projecting that outward? So my
That's
prayer.
so wise. That's so beautiful. I'm going to repeat that in the outro. I'm going to repeat this because this is so powerful what you say. And at this moment in the world, my dear, if everybody can hear this message, even if one person, we've.
And what we do when we are projecting outward and we are hating, we are giving that power to that
Yes.
person. So why would we do that? And
Yes.
we are taking away from our own inner power
Yes.
because the highest energy on the planet is love. And we've heard that and we've heard that, but it is. And it's a practice and it's a moment to moment practice. So remember that beautiful quote by Rumi and let that be your prayer every day. Out beyond right doing and wrongdoing, there is a field. And practice it within yourself. Whenever you see someone who is not being who you want them to be, ask, what am I being asked to see in myself right now? What am I being asked to accept right now in me? Because the more acceptance you have for you, the more kindness you have for you, that's how you become kinder to everyone. And that's what our world needs more than anything right now.
I'm going to end this with these beautiful, loving words. Janet, I'm going to just leave you and your energy into this field now. And that's enough for now. So thank you so much, Janet. I will come back to the audience just now after this little break.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Apples and pears, beef and Skittles, cider with Rosie, common or garden, Ant and Deck, fish and chips, mum and dad.
UK Health Radio and Health Triangle magazine. Each is good by itself, but enjoying both is always better. Add Health Triangle magazine to your monthly health regime. Check it out at ukhealthradio.com. Strawberries and cream.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Whoa, yes. And that, dear you, was Janet Atwood. Welcome back. I told you this was going to be something special. And I want to come back to something she said at the very end of our conversation, because I promised her I would. She shared the Rumi quote that is her daily prayer, being out beyond right doing and wrong doing, there is a field. I'll meet you there. So the prayer goes, it's all about that all of us can come to that place. That peaceful world is made up of individually peaceful people. And where instead of protecting outward, we can ask yourself, you and I, where is the terrorism inside of me? And how am I protecting that outward? That is Janet at her finest, wise, honest, and totally without pretense. So now, before I let you go today, I just want to focus on two beautiful gifts that Janet has for you. And I mean literally two free gifts just for you, just for being here with me and with her. The first one is her meditations on love. And I've listened in, and it's the most beautiful gift you can have. It's a collection of guided meditations that will take you straight into that field that Rumi was talking about. You can download it for free at her website, thepassiontest.com. The direct link is in, you know, you will find it in my social media notes and probably also on the website of UK Health Radio. Now, the second gift is something really unique that I want you to hear and take note about. It is also very now. She is giving every single one of you that is listening free access to her personal AI. It's like Janet AI. It is a gift that you have access to until the 15th of June, because it means that you can have a real conversation with Janet herself, with her wisdom, her teachings, her whole approach to that self-love and passion, anytime that you want. Now, to access it, it's a little bit more complicated, but I want you to write it down. Go to passion.mrja.ai, passion.mrja.ai. Enter your email address, get your verification code from your inbox. And when you are asked for an invite code, enter, I will give it to you. Your code enter to have free access for a month is capital FA7, capital BWRCDI7. Write that down. Capital FA7. Capital BWRCDI7. And you will also find all of these steps clearly written out on my social media posts regarding this episode. So you can always go to my Facebook, Instagram, or LinkedIn and follow along at your own pace. And speaking about the ukhealthradio.com website, this entire conversation with Janet is available there right now. On demand, you can listen to it, download it, share it as much as you want. And yes, use these gifts, not just for yourself, but because generally she wants us to use them, to get access to them. And she also wants to know how many of you she is reaching through this show. And honestly, the more of you who connect with her work, the more doors open for all of us. including more amazing guests on this show coming. So before you go, do not forget to do the exercise. Go back to that moment in the conversation where Janet asked me to think of someone I deeply love and describe them in those five words. Do it for yourself, because it is interesting to ask yourself, where do I see those same qualities in me, and where am I still judging myself for the shadow side of those words? That one exercise alone is worth the whole conversation. And dear Janet, if you are listening to this, and I trust you are, thank you. Thank you so much from my heart to yours for your warmth, your courage, your generosity, and your light, for meeting me where I was on one of the hardest days of my year, for inspiring me to keep going and reminding me of my mom. That is the highest compliment I know how to give. Thank you, wherever you are in the world, dear listener. Thank you for being here. Remember, you are your best investment always. I say bye-bye for now. Until next time.
From Stress to Authentic Success was presented by Danielle Sachs. Join Danielle at the same time next week here on UK Health Radio. And meanwhile, for more on how to thrive in business and everyday life by being true to yourself, go to daniellesachs.com.